Starting with the Alice case at 8:30 in the morning, right out of the block, is really jumping into the deep end of a topic, and I'm going to try to keep this strategic and tactical. The other quote problem with this topic is that it is the moving target of all moving targets. My slides were changed pretty dramatically about 48 hours ago because of a new case. So this is also going to be a speech which is essentially the theme of watch this space and keep your eyes open. Alice is a Supreme Court case dealing with Section 101 of Title 35 of the U.S. Code. In order to get a patent in the United States, you have to comply with about four different sections of that title: Section 101, 102, 103, and 112. Section 102, 103, and 112 are just basically, is your thing new and did you follow the rules? Nobody has ever known what Section 101 is. We have sort of made it up as we went along, and it has been used over time in the history of our patent system, which is, of course, we had a patent system before we had the Bill of Rights. So we've been doing this a long time. Section 101 has been used for a variety of purposes. My favorite in the early part of the 20th century, Section 101 was used to ferret out immoral things. So we had no assassination machines. We had no sex toys for a long time. We had, you know, you had all these things where Section 101 was basically the moral police. That's all gone, of course. You can patent anything in the United States now.